Who's coughing? Oh, you. I thought it was the baby. Let's go slowly through the gospel. First, why would they have this gospel here? You know, it's after Epiphany, and we're getting ready now to get into the regular liturgical year, and we'll have these Sundays for a while, and then we'll start getting ready for Easter by going through Lent. And so, this gospel, Mark it is, you see, Jesus is out in a field, probably on a hill, and he's been teaching, you see. He saw this vast crowd, and his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. He looked out at them. There were some very devout people there. There were some who were just kind of there because it was interesting. And of course, when you don't live in an industrial, military complex environment, you got time to do this, you know. Now just go hear what this guy's got to say. But so many were already attracted that there were 5,000 people there. Now, when Jesus saw the vast crowd, you know what happened? This is like the Lake of Galilee, right? And he's going across on a boat, and the crowd sees where he's going, so they run around the lake. When he gets out of the boat, there they are. And when he saw this vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. Who's guiding them? Who's helping them? Who's helping them reflect on the meaning of their life? Who's helping them reflect on how to bring up their children? Who's helping them? And his heart was moved. Now, it's very interesting. At this point, Matthew and Mark are telling exactly the same event and with many of the same words. But here, Mark says he was moved with pity like sheep without a shepherd. They had no direction. And he began to teach them many things. If you go and look at Matthew, he saw them, they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to heal them. And one of the fathers of the church says, oh, don't get too picky. You know, did he heal them or teach them? Don't you understand? Real teaching is healing. And real healing is teaching. Very interesting. Now it's already late, and his disciples approached him and said, look, this is a deserted place, and it's quite late. Let them go so they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat. It's a very different culture, isn't it? If you were hungry, would you knock on the guy's door and say, would you sell me a loaf of bread? I mean, we don't do that. But in this culture, you would do that. And so, and he said to them, give them some food yourselves. And they're saying, we don't have the resources. And he says, yes, I know that. But you are going to now experience my power through your fingers as you break the bread and break the bread, and there's always more. There's 5,000 people here. And we know already from a little earlier in the story, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. When they found out, they said 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's all we got. There's 5,000 people here. But you see, mercy. And so he teaches them. He's going to feed them with food. But this is so much more important, that they know who the Father is. They know how to live their lives. They be warned away from sin. They be given hope and trust in the Father. That's more important. And we can feed them. Now, the fathers of the church say, you see, this bread, and remember, when it's over, They had 12 wicker baskets full, more than they started with. They say this bread that's confided to the apostles here, 12 baskets full, that's the teaching of the church to be broken out and to be given to the people until the Lord comes back. And that's the way they interpret that. It's not that he doesn't have bread, because teaching is bread, isn't it? To be told about the Lord, to be told about how much he loves us, to be given directions on how to live, that's bread. And it's all summed up in this bread. Because what Jesus is doing here is prophetically demonstrating how he is going to feed his people until the end of time. He's going to multiply bread himself in his physical body and blood and in his teaching. And the teaching of the Lord is bread. And so, give them some food. Are we to buy 200 days' wages? 200 days' wages. Now, that's a lot, isn't it? There's only 365 in the year. Almost a year's wages, two-thirds of a year's wages. 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down. And again, Mark, sit down in groups. The in groups part is only in Mark. And they sat down in 50s and 100s, took their places in rows. I don't know why they translate that as rows, but anyway, you get the idea. There's 5,000 people. And they're out there. You know, it's warm weather. And it's not like today. You just have them sit down. And like garden plots. And then you take that bread and you start giving it out. The disciples said, okay. And then, as the fathers of the church point out, they experienced the power of God in their own hands. They kept breaking it, and there was always more. That was a lesson for them. Don't you ever worry. I'm going to make you to take care of my church, but don't you worry. I will supply whatever you need. And so so then he broke the loaves and the fish. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets. You see, 12 apostles, right? And they took this. Now, the fathers know that they're saying this stands for that. These baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish, that's going to be the feeding of the church until the end of time. The apostles are going to break the bread and feed everybody. Now, do you find that fanciful? I mean, he could open a supermarket if all he wanted to do was feed them physically. But remember how it starts off. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. So you see how precious the Gospels are? And they will feed us every day. And give us direction and encouragement and correction and encouragement. That's what they're for. And so, and those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men, which means there were a lot of women and children there, maybe 8,000 people. Now, I don't know how far we're going to get in Mark during this Christmas season, but there's another multiplication for 4,000 people later on. And you see in Mark, and I'll stop after this, but I always think, if they'll go home and read this, the Lord will talk to them. So that's why I sort of break it up. This is chapter 6. In chapter 8, There's another account, if you remember, of a multiplication and then getting in the boat and going. They get in the boat. This is right after he'd fed 4,000 people and picked up the fragments again. And he says, beware of the leaven of the scribes and Pharisees. And they think he's mad at us because we had only one loaf with us, Mark said. The one loaf is Jesus. He said, now look, when there were 5,000 people, how many baskets did you pick up? 12. Now there's 4,000, how many baskets? You still don't get it? Don't you understand? I can take care of you until I come back to end the world. I can heal your bodies. I can give you prophecy. I can guide you. I can forgive your sins. And I will feed you on my body and blood. And that's, you see, in this time after Epiphany, before we get, it's the ongoing life of the church that's being taught to us here. Interesting, right? That's, and if you look at Mark, in this whole section, the word artos, bread, comes in every incident, starting with, how come your disciples don't eat their bread with washed hands? And you watch artos, 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 and every, and that's why they call it the bread section. But he gives himself away in the chapter 8 multiplication because they get in the boat and they only have one artos, one loaf, Jesus. And that's why he says, you know, didn't I multiply to, you know, a total of 9,000 people of, and now you're nervous that you think I'm mad because you don't have enough bread for us. And we're only going across the lake, for heaven's sake. And so he scolds them. Are you that dumb? Can you forget so fast? And what's the answer? Oh, yes. We can forget so fast. By noon, we'll forget that he fed us on his body and blood. Right? So don't forget today.